Today is December 29th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, part two of our prediction series. Let's talk security. What's the outlook look like in 2021? This is the Business of Tech. I spend a lot of time on the show bemoaning the cybersecurity landscape. The adversaries are better organized than we are. They have a coherent business strategy, complete with diversification of revenue, company lifecycle management, affiliate programs, and building a distribution channel, financial programs, PR campaigns. One group this year put $1 million in Bitcoin out just to prove they had the resources to pay out. Another seller was listing access to the RMM platform of multiple companies for a total of $150,000. I don't think we give enough credit to the other side in this fight, as they're well-organized crime organizations. And in 2020, we had the first human death related to ransomware. A patient died following a ransomware attack on a hospital in Dusseldorf. If the attack and hospital downtime are found to have been directly at fault for the woman's death, German police said they plan to turn the investigation into a murder case. Back in July, I highlighted the way we talk about security as a problem, not focused on the people element. Think about my rewritten headline in the context of that incident in Germany. New Jersey's largest hospital system was held hostage by intruders within their facility, and cybersecurity experts and authorities intervened unsuccessfully. The hospital was forced to pay the ransom. The disconnect between one side and the other is absolutely shocking. On one hand, organized crime is systemized, growing, franchising, and creating affiliate programs. On the other side, a survey by Devolutions on the SMB cybersecurity market showed 62% of SMBs do not conduct a security audit at least once a year. 14% never conduct one. And here we are in December, and all the headlines are about an earth-shattering hack. Here's my 2021 prediction. Criminal negligence charges will begin to be filed against those who fail to effectively handle cybersecurity at the SMB level. I'm no lawyer, but listen to this. Criminal negligence refers to conduct in which a person ignores a known or obvious risk or disregards the life and safety of others. Federal and state courts describe this behavior as a form of recklessness, where the person acts significantly different than an ordinary person under similar circumstances. If you can establish that someone should have known better and that a reasonable person would have avoided the dangers, I can see this becoming an avenue for recourse. If the business owner doesn't come after their provider, the insurance company will. Absence of foresight is the key reason, because at this point, it's pretty common knowledge in regards to the attacks coming. This is a pretty easy escalation from my perspective. We've already seen full-on lawsuits and civil cases over breaches. It doesn't take a full-on death to see the impact on humanity. Now, I'll make a positive corollary to this prediction. The providers that avoid this will be the ones who embrace zero-trust security architectures. The definition: zero-trust networking approach advocates checking the identity and integrity of devices irrespective of location, and providing access to applications and services based on the confidence of device identity and device health in combination with user authentication. Think about that statement. Instead of trying to keep up with a base standard, hope for the best, you move to actively blocking those that don't meet the criteria for entry. This approach changes the dynamic for risk in significant ways. Because it's a pretty clear trend. We are not winning this war. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, change your behavior, because many of the current ones are leading simply to worsening outcomes and could lead to jail time. Thanks for listening. Back again with another prediction tomorrow.